Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment, and I happened to come across a headline that said, Humboldt County, public comments on public comment. And doing community comment, I thought, well, you know, this might be an appropriate time, just a little bit tongue-in-cheek, to do a community comment about public comment on public comment. The public comment in question on this is non-agenda items, the things that aren't on agenda, actually at the Board of Supervisors meetings. And it was uproar about whether to leave that at the start of a meeting, move it to the end of the meeting. These are the ones where people are talking about things that aren't on the agenda once again. And it's not so much the Board of Supervisors. They moved it to the end and they kept it at 3 minutes. That's just fine. That happens to be in Humboldt County. But there's a long list of why these things might have happened. And people do get very worked up over this sort of thing. But we have this Zoom now with people being separated, and it's changed the way a lot of this seems to work. If you think about the public comment periods, traditionally in most areas, they're about 3 minutes long that people are given to express their thoughts. For example, if you're looking at what we do here on community comment with this station, we are somewhere generally between 2 minutes and 45 seconds to 3 minutes, 3 minutes being the cap. Because if you're not going to get out what you want to say in that period of time, well, you should have. But taking it down to 2 minutes in speech classes or other things, how to be succinct, there are certain things you can do in a minute. But for most folks, to get something out, a thought takes at least a couple of minutes to go through it, gather their thoughts, even if they've written it down, which is probably the smartest way to go. By the way, I usually extemporaneously speak. Had to get that word out. So the way that we look at this with the public comment periods, in government, they're all about how that efficiency is going to work. Business is the same. You should think about what it is you're going to say and try and articulate your thoughts. But it's important, particularly in the public realm, that the comment period be a minimum of 2 minutes to at least allow people the time to formulate their thoughts and get them out. They are, after all, speaking to their government. Whether you like or dislike things, it's your government, and you need to be able to get those thoughts out. In the old days, it was done at the start of meetings. Why? Because you didn't want to keep the people who had these other issues they just wanted to bring up and get out to have to sit through an entire meeting waiting. The way the world has changed, it's likely that more and more are going to be going to the end of meetings and government meetings for these type of things. That's the nature of what we see. For the future, have a great day. God bless America. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.